So can I ask you your name, please?
My name's Kim Whitfield.
Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Are you local?
Yes, I've lived in Dorset my whole life.
Have you?
Well, apart from going away to university, but I've come back.
You whereabouts?
Yeah. I grew up on a dairy farm just outside Bere Regis.
Let's have a look at the map.
There's Morton. Crossways, so we are Throop. I'm getting close. Here.
The finger of time that takes us back.
Bere Heath.
So that your farm was there?
Here, yeah. And it's not there anymore, no. It is there. My family still live there, but it's not a farm anymore. My dad's dad was a dairy farmer, and my father took it over when he was 15. 15, 16, yeah.
Gosh.
Big responsibility. He lived there with my nan, and they ran the farm. And then he met my mum when he was 18, 19, and they got married, and they ran the farm.
That's where you grew up. What was it like growing up on a dairy farm?
Some of my earliest memories, probably, just my mum and dad just being out, banging the cows on the bum, and the cows licking the dining room window, and us going down to the dairy, and getting a vat of milk for the kitchen table.
Oh.
Yeah, those are the sorts of things, yeah. Climbing up on the straw bales and getting told off. Messing about in the woods, just going out all day until tea time. Yeah.
Outdoors.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you still live around there?
I live in Dorchester
now.
Dorchester. Yeah, but yeah, it's funny. Just seeing it on a map, I don't know. You know it's home, but it doesn't look like home on the map. It's just words and
it's kind of
shapes.
Why we're asking people what we can't see here. What, you know, can you fill in this map for us with your voices and your stories? Because it's just, there's a lot of people's memories that are imbued in between all of these lines here, what we can see.
And you said about being brought up on a farm, people think that kind of is an idyllic childhood and freedom things, but you know, farmers work really hard. And it was a small farm, and he couldn't farm dairy anymore because of the BSE and foot and mouth crisis.
Yeah.
Just ruined his business. He had to diversify to linseed, to arable, and he carried on, but my brother hasn't taken it on. Dad passed away when I was about 16, and nobody wanted to carry on. So it's just fields now and a house.
A field and a house where your family still live?
Yeah, my family live there. Yeah.
And where in this area, just looking at it now, is your sort of favourite? Do you go back and visit this area, or are there any go-to places that you go back to now?
I think my heart's in Dorchester now and the surrounding areas, but I say that Purbeck, Swanage, all along this part. So because I only just moved, well, not just moved, maybe 9 years ago moved to Dorchester, this is where I remember sort of being a teenager, I suppose.
Yeah.
And this is where, yeah, so Kimmeridge.
And Worth Matravers, and
that's it, yeah, along here. Worth Matravers, yeah, so I worked there for over 2 years at the pub there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Everybody's favourite pub.
Got told to go and get a proper job, so.
Oh, no.
So you can't work here forever, but yeah, I loved it there. So probably Purbeck, Swanage and Purbeck and Studland and that area. But this coastline now is becoming really important to me.
So you're sort of, grabbing.
Yeah, this bay here, Ringstead Bay.
Oh, yeah.
That I swim every Saturday with my friend there. So yes, she's teaching me about this coastline, and now that's becoming part of my sort of my tapestry. Yeah.
Oh, it's lovely how the map can kind of represent all those different times of life. What do you mean by she's teaching you about the bay here? Is she sort of about the tides and the kind of
So her husband is surfer, so they know a lot about the tides, and they know a lot. And she knows a lot. That kids always say she knows a lot about the seashore.
Oh, how lovely! I love friends that teach me things as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously, I always hope that I can teach things back in return. But swapping.
That's her. Yeah, it's just her love. So she's teaching me about this We go there a lot. We have a lot of times there in the summer.
Lovely, thank you so much.
This is my husband, he's also lived in Dorset his whole life.
Hello.
I'm sure he'd like to tell you a story.
Thank you so much.